Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We're all looking out the window today and it's quite depressing weather. I think I've said that about three or four times already on the show. I'm really missing the summer. But we are coming into the darker evenings, the darker days. And, you know, I think there's that tendency to go into hibernation mode when September kicks in. Laura O'Connell, you've got some tips on how to start the darker months right. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
I'm very well. Yeah, Laura, I mean, like, we're looking out today and it's just depressing out there. But, you know, and I know that we have a long winter ahead of us. So what can we do to boost ourselves a bit and to look at it a little bit more positively, maybe?
Sure. Well, it's all got to do with mindset and perspectives and taking note of the language and how we talk to ourselves and, you know, really sort of looking at the energy behind our intentions. So if we're going to go, oh, God, look at the weather today. Now, I will admit as well, when I pulled the curtains, I was like, oh, my God, here we go again. So literally what I did this morning was put the kettle on, took the Hoover out for 5 minutes. I stripped the bed. That is kind of the best way to kind of start on a morning like this, is start yourself as you mean to go on. Otherwise, you're just going to languish in all of that kind of negativity. So by a bit of activity, the house didn't really need to be cleaned, but I just hoovered the kitchen just to kind of physically and mentally shift, blow away those cobwebs and kind of set yourself upright. At least this evening, I'm going to be getting into clean, fresh bed sheets. That feel good factor, making sure I've got plenty of coffee on tap as well today. and it's even coming on here this morning, puts a bit of a pep in my step. So it's really trying to figure out, okay, it's going to be one of those days and we're going to have lots of these kind of days. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. We're all feeling meh and blah, and it is going to have darker evenings. But, you know, darker evenings means snuggle up with the fire on, with a nice hot beverage, or cuddle into someone you love, or, you know, snuggle down with the pet. And I don't know here, but do you notice how I reframe some of that language that I'm using? And that is what is so important, because that's what feeds our energy. And it's that energy then really gets us to focus down on our intentions and how we're feeling. So if there was an award for moods for the year, languish is going to, that is the mood with the award for during COVID. And it's so important that we really kind of zone in on ourselves. What is really going on here? How am I really feeling? What can I do about it? And it's not a case of maybe, oh, I'm going to cut out all sugar, going to cut out all alcohol, I'm going to get more physically active, I'm going to make more of an effort with this person. That's way too many things to overload ourselves with during these times. Just pick one little thing each week and just set an intention for that week. So maybe perhaps today it's to, I don't know, how we talk to ourselves. What words could I use instead of, it's depressing, it's manky out there, it's meh out there. So it's kind of even those kind of little focuses Switch that around this week. And then next week, maybe look at something to do with what you're eating. Put more coloured food in, or it's well, be mindful as well of who you hang around with during these times, because energy management, it's something that I harp on about. Mm. It is so important during these times as well. So having the chat with you this morning is boosting my energy. That will have an impact then on those that I get to meet with today.
And it's boosting my energy, Laura, as well. And if there's any of our listeners on the opinion line this morning who want to get in touch with any of their tips on how they're boosting their mood today, they can let us know on 0833 96 96 96. And Laura, do you know, like you were talking about, you know, languishing there. I mean, like if I wasn't working today, I think looking out the window, I would probably say to myself, right, the kids are in school. I'm just going to lie on the couch, catch up with something on Netflix and eat a load of chocolate. But you're saying that that's not really the right way to start the week or to start the day, that you're better off just getting up and doing something productive like cleaning the house.
Yeah, you know, and like what I did this morning, I didn't clean the house. I just took the Hoover out for 5 minutes and I just quickly hoovered, you know, in and around the kitchen. I'm not in the mood to clean a whole house on a Monday morning, let's be honest about it. But it's when I saw the weather, it's like, okay, what will I do here? I'll strip the bed, I'll wash the sheets, I get the Hoover out. And then that kind of got me into the shower, a bit more of a pep in my step, a bit more productivity. It just gave me that another 5% that we could be lacking. There's nothing wrong with having a Netflix marathon. And if the kids are in school and you have peace and quiet, there's absolutely nothing wrong with putting your feet up, snuggling down and having that bar of chocolate. However, if you're to do that tomorrow and the day after and the day after that, that's where you've got to try to capture it. So it's equally as important that we recognize and acknowledge we're all exhausted at the moment. Mm. And there's, you know, we do want to reset and we do want to feel better and we do want to improve and have healthier habits. But when we talk like that, therein comes a lot more pressure. So it's just, what's that one little thing that we can do? So enjoy your Netflix today. Put your feet up today. Well deserved. You've had the kids all weekend. And who knows, they could be home because they were close contact tomorrow or the week after next. So, you know, nourish as well that alone time and that peace and quiet. But if you have that day again tomorrow where the weather isn't so great, what could you do? So look ahead now to tomorrow. What could I do tomorrow to make sure I don't go back into my pajamas, that I don't go back in front of Netflix, and try and break it up that way? Go out and walk in the rain, even feel the rain on your face. And it's just, you know, just for 5 minutes, just short, sharp little bits just to kind of get us to jazz up a little bit.
And Laura, you were talking there about nourishing the mind. Like a lot of us now, and whether we're aware of it or not, tend to go onto our phone and scroll through social media, and you could lose an hour of your time before you even know it. So do you think that we should maybe try and reduce the amount of time we spend on social media as part of our September reboot?
Yeah, I would be inclined to agree. I took 2 months off social media over the summer. And I've been very slow to get back to it. So it's even me acknowledging that, why am I not rushing back to it? Why am I not putting myself under pressure? The thing is, during these times, is if we're scrolling through, it's going to be like a collective energy. We're just picking up on the shite that's up there, the negativity that's up there, all the talk about COVID. Then we go in and we start comparing ourselves to one another. Then we start the online shopping because something takes our fancy. Then we see an advertisement for a beautiful, crusty, fresh pizza and we're off. We're gone down into that sunken hole. And before we know it, it's a bit harder then to kind of climb back out of it. So I would advise to really kind of limit and lower your time on social media during these times. Again, just like you would socially, that energy management, be mindful of who you're following. Be mindful of what you enjoy, what gives you a little bit of a boost or a bit of, you know, education or a bit of learning or a bit of factual information, or just to watch pets, or follow somebody in the Caribbean where it's beautiful and sunny, and just kind of go, fair play to you, lucky buggers over there, and we're here in the rain. So it's just kind of really kind of reframing, flipping it around to try to give us these feel-good factors without putting yourself under pressure to give you the feel-good factor, because rest is important as well, nourishment, all of those good things as well.
Brilliant, Laura. Listen, thanks so much for all of that advice.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.